legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalize your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavors to choose from. Now that's legendary flavor, Nando's.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
These tradies are singing for a great prize, a Gurney High Pressure Washer. Valued at $299, why not give Dad a Gurney High Pressure Washer this Father's Day? Evie has dropped a lot of hints. She wants this thing because she uses it to wash her rugs. It's available at Bunnings Warehouse. What a prize it is, Fev.
Yes, Byron and Evie, I'm looking forward to this. Two of my favourite songs out of these three are going to be sung. So I'm up and about. Ben from Bitten. Good morning, Benny.
Morning, all.
You're a chippy.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, build a chippy.
Ah, yep. Beautiful. You're going to pump out a bit of Elton John, Tiny Dancer.
Yep. Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, one of the great sing-alongs.
Count the headlights on the highway.
Wow. You'll get extra points if he sings Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Yes, Tony Danza from Who's the Boss.
All right, Benny Boyd, take it away.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. See the headlights on the highway. Bang, there he is.
Hey,
beautifully
that was,
done.
That was really
he,
good.
He gave us a little sign off. He
said,
did you say bang? There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
No. I liked that.
Really backed himself.
Jeez, I would have loved some more. Thomas from Sandhurst. Good morning, the plasterer.
Good morning. How are we?
Not too bad. You're a Pommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from England. Yeah.
Watch the cricket, mate.
Nah, I'm not really into it.
Yeah, neither are we.
No, I didn't see it.
Neither am
yes, I. Yes, neither are we. You're going to sing a bit of Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Always great at a sporting event, this song.
Never seen so good.
So good. So good.
I'll tell you a little
I've been inclined.
So the baseball yesterday, they play Sweet Caroline.
Yep.
And they built up to the chorus. And then all the crowd was singing, and then they played a totally different song. This dude come on and just started dancing and just stitched everyone up. It was an absolute pisser.
Yes.
Anyway,
had to be there.
Suppose you had to watch it.
Yep.
I wasn't there. I just watched
Show
it.
Us. Yeah, so
Instagram, bro. All right, Thomas, take it away. Sweet Caroline.
Right.
Sweet Thomas.
Well, we began, I can begin to know it. Well, but I know it's going strong. Was in the spring, then spring became the summer. Who would have thought it'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Come on!
Caroline!
Ba, ba, ba!
So good!
Yes!
Outstanding! Just sort of petered off a bit at the end, but it was really good energy there from Thomas, the plasterer from Sandhurst.
We've got a Sparky Mark from Burnside Heights. Good morning, Mark.
Marky Sparky.
Morning. How's it going?
Good, mate. What are you going to pump out? That's a more. Is that a that's a more?
This is for the fabula.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a more.
There we go.
All right, the Sparky Mark.
Marky Sparky.
Pump it out, brother.
All right.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a more.
That's a more. That was
really cool.
Not the words.
That was good though.
What?
Oh, that yes.
That was excellent. He really gave it something different. He gave it a different treatment.
Yep.
How about that, guys?
Well, oh God, it's tough in the pressure cooker today. Thomas, a.k.a. Steve Bradbury, you were all awful. But you win, Thomas.
Yeah.
You've done it, Thomas.
Bum, bum, bum. You just got us up and about, mate.
The English tradie doesn't like cricket.
Thomas, you've just won.
Send us out, Thomas.
Goody, thank you.
There we go. Yeah, we thought you might sing, but it doesn't matter. You've won a great prize there. It's the Gurney High Pressure Washer.
Valued. If you don't want it, Thomas, just hand it over.
At $299, why not give Dad a Gurney High Pressure Washer this Father's Day available at Bunnings Warehouse. Congratulations again, Thomas.
Thanking you.
Thank you. So good. So good.
101.9
The Fox.
The
Fox. Hughesy.
Tuesday.
Hughesy.
Legends.
G'day, mate. It's a big day on Sunday. Father's Day. You'd love Father's Day, wouldn't you, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I won't be home for Father's Day, but you know what?
I will get away with not giving you anything.
No, they've still got to give me something, but I just won't be there first thing in the morning. Sure. So, yeah.
What's the best present you reckon we should buy for Father's Day?
Well, look, I believe there's a book called How to Annoy Dad, which is a great Father's Day present. So it's by a great author couple, actually. It's a husband and wife team called Hollyoff and Dave Hughes. It's a book they've written, right?
Sounds good.
All good bookstores?
Yeah, absolutely. It's apparently a top seller at Big W and Kmart.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations.
Mm, so, yeah, it's not a long book, which is good. And you know what? Yeah. The fact is, if you are a father and your child wants you to read them a book, you want a very short book, don't you, Fev?
You want a lot of pictures.
Yep. A lot of pictures, not too many pages. You flick it quick and, you know, it's like the book's finished, kids, so let's go to sleep. So,
what's the number one thing to annoy Dad?
Look, the number one thing to annoy Dad, I believe, is for a child to be awake, basically. So that's
Oh, don't give away the ending of the book. What a spoiler that was, Hughesy.
So that's the main thing. But there's many other things. There's so many ways to annoy a father. For example, when you go for a walk and your kid finds a stick that they find so interesting they want to keep it. So you have to take the stick home, and it goes with the collection of sticks that they've got at home.
Yeah,
so.
Shells and rocks. They do
yeah,
all that.
Shells. Oh freaking God. Shells or
I want to make a shell necklace.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
no,
sure
you don't.
You
gets no. home and you don't use them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, no. But you've thrown out
I'm
my
annoyed
shells.
Already.
Yes, exactly.
God, you've got good kids. Is that the most annoying thing? They collect sticks.
Oh, well, it's one of the most annoying things. I mean, they're not addicted to drugs at this point. But
okay, so Hughesy's going to hang around. Keep in mind, How to Annoy Dad is a great Father's Day gift idea.
101.9 The Fox.
So right now,
Hughesy.
Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's Fevy Friday, isn't it? What we're looking forward to, which is the Legends match, where you, I believe, are captain of the
David.
Victorian team.
You've played in one of these games before.
I have. I absolutely have. It's one of the highlights of my life. I'm not going to deny it. Look, it was hard for me, Evie, because I was in the forward line of the Victorian team. And there was a big guy in the goal square. He wanted everyone out of not only the 50, he wanted everyone on the other side of the ground. He basically wanted every other player down the other end so that the Fevolution could do his thing.
Right.
So
well, that's what puts bums on seats, Hughesy.
Yeah, but I know, Fev, but when we were playing, I got two kicks, Evie. Two kicks.
Oh, is that good?
It's not great, no. If you've got two kicks, generally you're not going to get a game the next week. But
I think I kicked 10, I think, that day.
No, mate, you didn't kick. I don't know if you kicked 10, but I, for my two kicks, two goals.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
100% strike rate in the Legends game. But my second goal, it was the last quarter, it was near the end, Fev was coming over, and the ball was kicked to me, and I said, come on, Fev, could you let me have this one? And you know what? Fev did go okay, and he didn't go for it. So I do appreciate that.
That's all right, mate. Well, I've done a little swifty because I am captain, and I thought to myself, what a better way to get Byron Cook, you know, our great anchor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more than an anchor.
He's more than an anchor. I thought I'd make him part of the game to give him a bit of traction.
I don't want traction.
So I've got him playing.
We all love traction.
I've got him playing in the All-Star because he's from Cessnock in Sydney.
I've just never lived in Cessnock.
And he's running out. So what we did, it's a different sort of a format this year, Hughesy. It's at Amy Park.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the AFL X sort of style. And we're going to have a super player come on, a super sub.
Super sub.
Every 10 minutes of every quarter. And Byron's going to be coming on. He's going to be playing on me.
Oh, no. There, Byron. He is setting you up for a fall, man.
Well, of course
Seriously.
He is. I didn't even agree to do it, but I have to now because he put me in the press release I can't say no.
Is BT commentating?
Yeah, they're all commentating.
Oh, they're going to tear strips off you, Byron. you're going to be humiliated, and then Fev is just going to treat you like a stepladder, you know?
Well, Hughesy's preparation, he's going to have a spray tan.
Yes, no, it's a good idea.
You'll be the only guy with a spray tan out there, which would be...
No, I'm happy with that. Have the spray tan.
I bet some other footy players have gone out with a spray tan. It's just not discussed. I bet there'd be players out there, Hughesy, at the elite level that would go out with a spray tan.
Well, Strawny is the only one I know that's had a spray tan.
Fair enough. Okay.
Didn't end well for Strawny. He did his knee.
No, he absolutely did, and everyone was laughing as he got carried off the ground.
And he was
like,
crying.
This is not funny. He was on crutches for 3 months. So and that could happen to you, Byron.
Oh, great. I look forward to it.
I'm going to literally bash Byron.
Okay. Look, you know, you just said you're going to use him as a stepladder. If I were you, I wouldn't be getting a spray tan. I'd be getting spray oil.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So he slides off you, Byron.
Oh, Buddy Franklin style. I put the baby oil on myself.
Just go naked.
The big man's knee, when it hits your kidneys, you want it to slide, not embed in.
Okay, thank you so much, Hughesy.
I don't think you'll be anywhere near me when I lead, just quietly.
Mate, the one thing you lack is pace.
Oh, no.
His face.
No, that's you've got him there.
No, he's got me for strength. I reckon I've got him for speed.
No, you're in trouble now.
I'm saying now. Fev.
Fev's still fast, mate. He's going to do now is steam straight into you. He's going to use that pace. He's in a lot of trouble now. He's got 110 kilos. It's going to go bang.
Yeah. I'm really
nervous. Plus 15 kilos.
Okay. There we go. Anyway, How to Annoy Dad is the book that you should get for Father's Day. It's by Dave Hughes. We're very excited.
Holly asked my wife.
And of course, Holly, your wife. In fact, it's Holly and then you, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Her idea.
Right. Tim and Holly wrote it, and Hughesy put his name to it.
Thanks for coming in, Hughesy.
Hey,
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I was just looking at Rolling Stone, my latest boyfriend's on the cover, Harry. And
Harry Styles.
And it got me thinking about his four nipples.
Oh, yeah, he's got a couple of extra nipples.
He's got extra. You know, Mark Wahlberg has three.
He does.
Which I always knew about, but Harry's got four, and he owns it. He's very proud.
Great.
Of his nips. It's called supernumerary body parts. It's when you have extra parts.
Yeah, I like
it. Do you guys have anything extra on your body?
That's a fairly personal question.
I've got
an extra extraordinary chin.
Yeah.
It's massive.
It's a large chin, but it's not a second chin.
It's not a double chin.
I've got three under it as well.
Well, that is a double chin. Yeah. You are supernumerary.
I'll tell you what you've done is you've stumbled on a great phone-in question.
The
131060, we could open the phones with, do you have an extra body part?
Because there's a lot of celebrities that do, Evie.
Is there?
Kesha was born with a tail.
Kesha?
Yeah.
Was born with a tail.
Yeah, born with a tail. Kate Hudson's got extra toes. As you said, Mark Wahlberg's got three nipples. Halle Berry's got an extra toe. There's a three-legged man with two hearts that gets around.
A three-legged man with two hearts.
Yeah.
There's a boy set up to a gag.
No, there's a boy born with 31 fingers and toes.
Wow, that's a lot.
And a woman grew a horn on her forehead. And I'm looking at a picture which looks like it's about the 1920s, 1930s, and there's a young girl sitting on a chair. She has two big legs. And two little legs.
Oh, let's put that on our socials.
That is the weirdest. Well, that's the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen.
Okay. I mean, that's one of those old school sort of pictures.
Do you don't think it's real?
No, it could well be. It's a very old picture.
Could just be doll's legs.
One of our new producers, Jane, who does a tremendous job, I believe has an extra body part.
Yeah, I've got this weird thing like in my ear. I was born with it. They're like holes where the cartilage meets my face.
Oh my god!
There's an extra ear hole.
Extra holes.
Great. Okay.
Any holes are goals. So
wow!
So when you're hearing like, that,
when I speak to you, does it go? You can always say, "Oh, it's gone out the other ear. I can't hear."
Oh, it just looks like a piercing.
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't you put something in it?
Because it would get really badly infected. I think.
Would it?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it used to puff up and pus used to come out when I was a child.
Okay, that's fun. I love that.
Stop asking Jane about her extra ear hole.
I can squeeze milk out of my nipple.
That's just a separate topic.
Yeah. That means you've got a lot of lactin.
Yeah. Okay. 1310.
Got a lot of everything.
131060. there was another gag that Fev said off air about an extra body part that he has, but we won't. 131060 is the number.
I've got a lot of extra body fat.
Yeah,
too. Does that count?
None of your examples have helped.
I shouldn't have it there, but it's there.
Okay, so 131060, if you've got an extra body part that's sort of surplus to your requirements, 131060, give us a call right now on the Fox. We'll come back to your
My cousin was born with two thumbs, so that's weird, but it's okay.
Imagine being born with two left feet. Actual left feet.
So they all face the same way?
Yeah.
That'd happen, wouldn't it? It's a saying, isn't it?
It'd have to happen.
Sure, it'll happen before.
We should do. We've got one.
Well, it's not the segment.
I was born with an extraordinary leg.
Which one is it?
My right.
Why is it extraordinary?
Because it just never missed.
Okay, 13 10 60.
101.9.
The Fox.
Right now, our number is 13 10 60. Now, Evie, you brought this up from seeing the cover of Rolling Stone magazine
with my boyfriend Harry Styles on it, and he has four nipples, and it's called supernumerary body parts, and I have them. And
I wonder why that happens.
Oh, it would be just a thing happening in the womb, wouldn't it?
Amazing.
It'd be to do with some form of chromosome.
Yeah.
Some. I mean, we're not the experts in this field, clearly. Fair.
No, we're not. But Jonathan from Hillside. I just have to deflect because I don't know anything about it. Jonathan, good morning.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Were you born with something extra?
Yeah, on my left ear, I've got an extra earlobe.
Oh, there's an extra one.
Can you send us a photo?
Oh, I sure can if you want.
So you got two earlobes.
Yeah, it's a little bit odd. When you fold it, it just looks a little bit weird, but it's all right, eh?
Did you get them both pierced?
Oh, yeah, I've got all three pierced on the other side too. Oh,
you know, that's actually unfair because you have an extra earlobe. And, guys, if you look at it, I don't have any earlobes at all.
Show me,
my ears just go straight into my neck.
Oh, I've always wanted earlobes like that.
Ooh.
So I have none, and yet Jonathan has three.
Maybe you could donate.
Oh, do you want it?
Yeah, no, be good. So hold the line.
I could please.
There we go. So Jonathan's going to give me an earlobe.
Where are your earlobes?
I don't know where they went.
Has Jeff got one?
My dad, Jeff, I haven't really looked at his ears closely.
Because it's probably genetic.
Yeah, it might be,
so, congenital, they call that.
Jen from Frankston, good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
What extra body part do you have?
Well, I also have four nipples.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and you've got breasts like a woman.
Yep.
So you're not like Harry Styles, that's flat.
So where are the other two?
No, they're just like directly underneath them about, I don't know, 100 mil?
Yeah. So do you have kids?
I do. So
when your breasts, if you had like quadruplets, you'd be able to put one on every boob.
No, well, the funny thing, I said to the doctor when I was pregnant, will this, lactate? And he said, no, there's no breast tissue behind there. Oh. And it actually, one of them actually did.
Oh, that's handy.
Oh, there you go. It'll come in handy if they had triplets.
Yeah, that's good. Would have been great.
Just chuck them on.
Thank
or just chucking someone else's child on.
Yeah, absolutely. What was that movie where there was a woman with three breasts? There was a film.
That was the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
The three. Anyway.
Have you seen that movie lately? It hasn't aged well at all. And that fake boob, I tell you right now, looks so fake.
4-8. 101.9.
The Fox.
Well, the team looking forward to this EJ Witten Legends game this Friday with your team captain, Brendan Favola, the captain of Victoria, some of the great players raising money for such a great cause this Friday night at Amy Park, Evie. I mean, a massive night.
I'm very excited, actually. I'm not into the footy, but I'm really excited that I sit right next door to the captain of this and I'm invited to watch this game. I was thinking, should I? Shouldn't I go? Guess what? I should
no
because
brainer.
You know what? I'm being supportive. But
and Byron's playing?
And Byron's
for
playing.
For 5 minutes.
I'm going
at some
to
point.
Watch that.
I'm a super sub.
That's going to be
that.
Hilarious.
No, just the 5 minutes.
I also have a little bit of another agenda. As you boys know, I'm single.
Yes.
Well, I just read in my star signs that I should be going to the EJ Witten game. Listen,
really?
Listen
star
to this.
Signs. Okay,
I'll give you some horoscope music.
Thank you. Hello, it's Athena Star Woman.
You sound like that. Is it Maura? No, it's not.
Yeah, Maura. It was something like that.
It wasn't actually Athena. She was an
Athena
actual
star woman.
Yeah, but anyway,
social
just in your
star.
Normal voice.
Oh, her actual voice never changed.
No.
Which she used to read them out.
So it stayed on the same note, didn't it?
Oh, God.
Brilliant. Anyway, listen to this, Scorpio, for this week. With social stars, I think that's you two, spurring you on, it's time to mingle with a new crowd. An unusual sport or holiday spot might even catch your eye, and for singles, there could be an added incentive on a practical, whatever with that one.
Oh, that's a better garage
Well, guess
sale.
What else? That was in a ladies' magazine.
That's
wow.
Guess what else? Second ladies' magazine.
Oh, do you need the music again?
Please. This is a second. Planning for fun and special things you want to do or you want to go will turn wishes into reality. An exciting occasion or get-together will bring friendly people into your life or launch a new romance.
Wow.
That's two separate horoscopes pointing to Evie going to this game fair.
Yep. Something that I've not really done.
Lucky break.
Yep.
Where's your
first one, I think, where it says an unusual sport might even catch your eye.
So you think you're going to go to the EJ Witten game?
Yep.
Look at some hot dudes in some short shorts?
No.
And pick up?
No. I won't be looking on the field.
Oh, you're going
to... I'm going to be looking to the right and the left. Wow. Maybe behind me.
Wow.
Maybe in front, but not down on that field.
Now, I wonder...
I don't even know if there'll be anything going on in that field.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Maybe 131060, maybe this has happened to you where you've read your horoscope and suddenly it's become true. In fact, it's a segment.
When horoscopes come true, oh my God, I don't know what to do. It's really kind of freaky, but it's written in the stars.
Oh, that was interesting.
Oh, can we hear the first bit of that again?
So yeah. That may have been the worst note that Leon's ever hit.
Here we go.
Here we go. So do give us a call for when horoscopes come true.
When horoscopes come true, oh my God, I don't know what to do. It's really kind of freaky.
It went all a bit Nickelback, didn't it?
Yeah, it got very Chad. All right, so give us a call right now, 131060. Maybe you've read your horoscope, the way Evie's just read hers, and it's literally just happened. And
I mean,
just...
imagine if we've just read this, and this Friday night it happens. It comes true. No,
but so the next fact that Monday, you'll be searching and looking,
I know,
it's not going to happen now.
Ruined it.
Yeah. No, I think that's just like a self-fulfilling
horoscopes aren't real, Byron.
Prophecy.
This is have we got one?
1310, it's not. We'll get lots of calls. 131060, if your horoscopes have come true. We'd love to hear from you.
1019, The Fox.
Right now, it's a new segment, but one that we're really excited about.
When horoscopes come true, oh my God, I don't know what to do. It's really kind of freaky, but it's written in the stars.
So, Evie, you're going to come and support Brendan Favola at the EJ Witten game this Friday night at Amy Park. And you were going anyway because you're a very supportive teammate, but now you've got even more reason to go, don't you?
Yeah, I was thinking about going, but I'm definitely going now.
Why?
Because my horoscope says I'm going to fall in love with my social stars spurring me on. That's you two.
Well, that's super exciting.
It's time to mingle with a new crowd.
This is amazing.
Single and ready to mingle. I'm actually playing in a charity poker event on Thursday night.
Right.
The Hashem Group, for young Tony Hashem.
Right.
And my Capricorn, I'm a Capricorn. And my
Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn?
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
And it says, this is the first line, drop the poker face, Captain.
You're kidding.
It does.
Kidding?
It does say that.
This is scary. Is this the same one that predicts Evie's going to a sporting function this week and is going to fight? Is it the same one?
Yes.
Yes. Says, drop the poker face, Captain. You will play in a sporting arena on a grandpa on the weekend.
It did not say that.
Take it easy,
and
as he's normally been taking his pills at this time, and maybe asleep.
I'm playing on you for 5 minutes, and I look 10 years younger than you. But the rest of that was unbelievable. The bit that you didn't make up is actually factually...
I didn't make any of that up.
Well, I've got one. There's your Cancer, right?
Oh, we got another one? Okay, yeah. I was born July 9th, yeah.
Well, that makes you a Cancer.
Correct.
All right, here it says, maybe... Oh, thank you. Cancer. Maybe think about getting a darker shade tan for the weekend.
Oh, this is now just a
also,
piss take.
A large footballer will pummel you to the ground this Friday. That is eerie.
That's extraordinary.
Jenny from Maribyrnong. Good morning, Jen.
How are you?
Not too bad. Have your horoscopes come real truth? Has it happened?
I have. I'm actually a Virgo.
Oh, yes. Ooh, Virgo.
Yeah. Mm. So I was reading my star signs one morning. And it said, you're going to win a considerable amount of money. And I went, oh, yeah. Mm. Anyway, it was my mother's birthday and I took her out and I went out for lunch and we went to the pokies.
Yeah, love the pokes.
Yeah,
gamble responsibly.
And I won $46,000.
What? Yeah, how much?
What?
How much?
$46,000.
Wow. What machine were you playing?
Oh, look, I think it was a mouse machine or something like, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just pressing, you know, just got spins on spins. But the worst bit was, when I won it, they said, oh, the machine's malfunctioned. I went, no way. And they said, yeah, it has. We think you can't get your money anyway. I got their phone number and people got my phone number. I rang them later that afternoon. Mm-hmm. They said, no, it's still not through. And I went, what am I going to do? So... I got a piece of paper, rang them the next morning, and they said, no, it's still not through. And at that stage, I think it was Tabcorp or Tabaret or something.
Yep,
Tabaret. I rang the head office, and they said, they're just stalling to pay you. Go down and get your money.
And you got your cash?
And you got it.
I got my cash.
Yes! Yeah! Oh, what a relief.
That was nearly a Rove McManus story.
Oh,
1019.
The Fox.
Did either of you guys catch A Current Affair last night with Pauline Hanson?
No.
No, I wouldn't watch that show if you paid. No. I did see the bit.
I often watch it. I do watch it sometimes, but I was watching the project, well, as you would say.
There we go. Yeah, look, this is a lot of talk on social media about this. Pauline Hanson obviously is a very divisive figure and always gives our show some great audio.
Yeah, she does.
That's the best thing that Pauline provides our program is some really good audio. So last night she took her fight to keep the Uluru climb open to the rock itself in Australia's Red Centre. And there was some unexpected support, to be fair, for Pauline.
So she wants people to still be able to walk up that sacred Indigenous site.
Well, as of October 24th, there is no more of that. And even obviously, look, it's a divisive issue, and Pauline loves a divisive issue.
Well, why can't people walk up there?
Well, Senator Hanson has the support of some traditional owners who believe that it could affect local employment if you take away the climb. And then there are others who think, no, it's just, please, it's a sacred site. So there is even some disagreement amongst the Aboriginal people. Either way, Pauline herself gave us some great audio last night, including when she told some local hospo workers who were actually Indigenous, they look like they're probably 18, 19, she assured them that she was in fact Indigenous. Let's have a listen.
I might argue the point with you, I'm Indigenous. I was born here, I'm native to the land. So I think any part of Australia.
There's a doubtful look on your face. Why do you look so doubtful?
She's Indigenous.
Yes, I am. Do you know the word Indigenous?
Yeah,
it's
I do.
Native to the land. I was born here. Where's my land if it's not Australia?
England?
Yeah.
It all got a bit awkward.
That young girl has a point.
That young girl was on the money.
She was right on the money. She's been praised as a hero today on social media for taking it to Pauline.
I'm glad it was so easy.
Yeah, and the journalist in amongst that, he was very prominent, was a guy called Martin King.
Martin King, yeah.
Very prominent in the story. He has climbed Uluru with Pauline Hanson. Now, unfortunately, Pauline Hanson, just her footwear, it was quite budget footwear. And she had a bit of an incident.
Well, she's not going to walk up with high heels.
Well, about halfway
she
up. No,
she
just had a cheap pair of sneakers on and some very restrictive pants. It just didn't work out all that well for her.
My boots are that bloody hole that they're so smooth, I'm not getting any grip. And I'll tell you what, I'm not getting grip on my backside either. That's why I'm not going up any further.
She actually got stuck.
What, grip on the backside?
She got was stuck. She had pants on and she was bum shuffling.
Oh,
she was actually stuck. So there we go, Pauline.
She just was too scared to
She had
go
a
up.
Blowout in the shoe.
Shoe blowout.
She had bald tyres.
I don't like it.
I've
never been
on.
To Uluru. I would love to go see. It's a beautiful.
But don't you think it would be beautiful to just go and see it? It's an amazing rock. You don't need to climb it and erode it in any way. Do you know how much garbage that people leave on it? It's so disrespectful.
They did a poll. Of course, A Current Affair did a poll on
Unless
it.
Unless you wore like when surgeons go into the theatre and wear like the things over their shoes so they don't, wreck the rock.
Could be
but
a compromise.
The weight of a person wrecks it.
Yeah, I would be stuffed.
Yeah, I would be too.
24 past 8.
1019. The Fox.
I've always been a fan of puns, especially businesses that use puns in their business names.
Mm-hmm.
And like back in Sydney, one of my favourite ones was a hairdresser's around the corner called Curl Up and Die.
Was that in the suburb of Curl Curl?
No, it should have been. It was in Manly Vale, but it's still it's
Curl
close to Curl
Die.
Curl. In Curl Curl, that would have been good.
Curly hair. Yep. Gotcha.
So, you know, I'm new to Melbourne and I was walking around the other day and I saw Lentilus Anything. I was like, oh, that's an institution in St Kilda. Been around
Lentil as anything.
And it reminded me of how much I love a pun in a business name.
Okay. This could be fun. Maybe even if you run a business that has a pun included in it, or if you've got a local business that involves a pun, give us a call.
This is a good one, Evie, but I don't think I'd go in. It's a salon called Chainsaw Massacre.
I love it.
This is a bit scary.
I love it. That's a great name.
There's obviously Vietnamese soup. Pho is a very popular Vietnamese dish.
Yeah.
Obviously up the road we have What the Pho.
Oh, that's very good.
Very careful with that one.
Oh, what about...
Lucky I didn't read that because I was going to say What the Pho.
What the Pho. What the Pho.
What the Pho.
But you got that right.
No, well
done. Okay. The Vietnamese will tell us how to say pho properly.
Another one in South Melbourne, Walk This Way.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
see, what we used to have one down the road at the pub called Wok and Wall.
Wok and Wall. Yep.
Coffee shop in Baldwin. Thanks a latte.
Oh, I
strong.
Like that.
No, that's great.
Strong latte.
Mm.
Oh, I see what you did there. 131060, give us a call right now.
What about this bike store? Midlife cycles.
Very good.
Think Cremon.
I like it. 13, 10, 60. Have you got any others, Bev? I mean, you've got a few up your sleeve there.
No.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call right now.
What about Pie and Mighty in Pakenham?
Pie and Mighty.
Oh, the Pie and Mighty.
Pies there in Pakenham. 13, 10, 60.
That's all I got.
Give us a call right now if you've got one for us. The phones have gone mad here on the Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Evie, who is filling in for Fee, she's new to Melbourne. She's made the good decision to leave Sydney and be based in the greatest city in the world.
Yep.
And you've noticed some great local business puns, Evie.
I have. I've noticed. Well, of course, there's the institution. Lentil as anything.
Oh, yes.
But I did also notice, well, what you said, what de far?
What de far in South Melbourne. You'd be so careful
one.
With that one. Yeah, it's
and
a delicious
guys have,
soup.
Have, have come up with some great ones. Midlife cycles.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
brilliant.
That one. Thanks a latte.
Where's that one? Where's thanks a latte?
It's in Balwyn.
Good, nice yeah, name.
Nice area.
So have we had any callers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had heaps. Tracy from Hurstbridge.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
What's your shop called?
Hi. Not my shop. It's a local fruit and veg shop.
Yeah?
Called the Let Us In.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
That's in Hurstbridge there.
In Hurstbridge.
Good stuff. So well, you don't need to own it, but you might want to plug your business, but maybe you're just a patron. You know, that's fine.
Do you know there's a fruit shop in Hampton Street called Devola's?
devola's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just sort of pump it up because that's where I shop.
Okay. That's
but it's the same as Favola, Devola.
Hey, did you know Favola shops at Devola's?
Danny from Clyde, good morning. What's your shop called?
Morning. I've got a dog grooming business. Get Fluffed.
What's it called
Get
again?
Fluffed.
Get Fluffed.
Get Fluffed.
Great.
That's so good. Is that your business?
Yeah, my own business.
Good
yeah.
on you. Good name.
There we go. So get around that one. Get Fluffed. It's
Alex
in Clyde.
From Altona North. You got a good shop pun?
Yeah, so there's a faux restaurant just opposite my work on Russell Street called 20-fo-7.
20-fo-7.
Very clever.
Nice.
Alina from Mornington.
What part Eleni? Of that looks like Alina?
Eleni?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I don't know.
There's a dog training place in Mornington, and it's called Sit Happens.
Oh,
yes,
naughty.
It happens.
Very, people are very clever.
Oh, that's great stuff. Well, this one's interesting.
Kazza from South Morang, send us out with a great pun.
What type of business is it, Karen?
This is a building company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in WA and it's called Quality Erection.
Okay, let's take a song.
That's classic.
Very good.
Byron, a legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour, Nando's. 101.9